Talking Troy girls basketball with head coach Derek Jasper now. The Lady Trojans are 8-11 on the season, a winning mark at 6-5 in the Twin Valley League, and winning a loss since last time we spoke, falling against Frankfort at home 60-51, and then getting a win last night at Axtell 45-29. And one thing about it, Coach, I mean, even in the loss to Frankfort, you put up 51 points, 51 against Wetmore, 55 against Lynn, 45 last night. I mean, it seems like the offense certainly has found some confidence and is becoming a little bit more consistent for you right now.
Yeah, we're doing some decent things offensively. We're executing, and, you know, when we make shots, you know, we can put points on the board, and we've been shooting the ball pretty well, you know, here in this stretch. Hate to lose when we score 51 points, but Frankfort was just hard for us to keep from scoring. They were scoring inside and making threes, and we were changing defenses, and probably partly my fault. We were messing around defensively trying to do different things, and nothing really seemed to work to slow them down. So giving up 60, you know, cost us that game, and really our demise in that game was an 18-5 third quarter by Frankfort, and they really came out of the halftime and went on a 12-2 run and kind of then kept that double-digit margin right around 10, but did some decent things in that game, especially on the offensive end. And then last night we were able to build a 29-8 halftime lead and just kind of ho-hummed it in from there, which was fine. So a nice road win for us. But we had three people in double figures against Frankfort, with Avery scoring 12 and Peyton 12 and Reagan 11. And then last night Peyton had a big game with 20. So really working together well offensively. We just need to really find a go-to defense when we need to stop people.
Just two games left here in the regular season. You're at Hanover Friday night and then host Donovan West next Tuesday. So a couple of the teams towards the top half of the league. I guess this time of year, you better be ready, right? It's got to have your best, I guess, at this point, and certainly going to have to be playing well here to finish out the regular season strong, it looks like.
No, we're going to have to play great to be able to hang around with Hanover and D-West our last two games here of the regular season. One on the road and one at home. So really two tough opponents, two of the top four teams in our league and two teams that are close to the top of their classifications in the state rankings. So two tough games, but we seem to be playing better basketball now. We seem to be playing some of our best basketball. So maybe we can do some great things and have a great game and knock one of those teams off. That'd be awesome. But pretty proud of what we've done so far. We just got to finish it up. We're 6-5 in the league, so we have a winning record there. That's a pretty good accomplishment for us. And just need to really finish strong.
I feel like the girls have gained confidence here the last couple weeks and are excited about, you know, being able to make a run here towards the end of the year.
Well, I hope so. I mean, they played a lot of basketball together, and you know, it's kind of late, but it seems like it's finally kind of coming together for us. These four seniors and Peyton have been starting for, you know, several years here in a row, and finally our offense is really executing well and at a high level, and we just need to really find some way that we can lock some people down defensively. But I think they're a competent group. They seem to be having a little more fun and smiling a little bit more than normal, and winning will help you do that. So I hope we continue to play well and keep having fun doing it.
Matt, best of luck in these final two regular season games, Coach. We'll talk postseason next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. Next up, we'll talk Troy boys hoops here on KNZA.